Now I will be reading from the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can such faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, stay warm, and be well fed," but you don't give them what the body needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith, if it does not have works, is dead by itself. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works." You believe that God is one. Good. Even the demons believe, and they shudder. Senseless person, are you willing to learn that faith without works is useless? Wasn't Abraham our father justified by works in offering Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith was active together with his works, and by works, faith was made complete. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, wasn't Rahab the prostitute also justified by works in receiving the messengers and sending them out by a different route? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much. Well, good morning, Imprint Church. Yeah, you almost responded. Good morning. That's good. Well, it's a joy to be here with you today. And I want to thank God who allowed me to come for my first time. First time to this land, to this area. Glory to God. We really thank God that outside it is cold, but inside it's warm. I also believe that, yes, it's raining outside, but in our hearts we are warm and the faith is continuing to brighten our souls. Yes? Well, this morning I want to talk about faith that shows up. Faith that shows up. That's what I'm going to be talking about. But before I do, I want to bring greetings. Greetings from all the families in Rwanda who are sponsored by Africa New Life. Greetings from the children. By show of hand, how many of you here sponsor a child in Rwanda? Look at those hands. Come on, give them a clap and appreciate them. Thank you. Today, we celebrate 10 years. 10 years of the gospel partnership between Imprint Church and Africa New Life Ministries. I have had the privilege of receiving the teams from this church, and I give them an orientation. I welcome them to Rwanda, and I tell you what we do, and and I've done this not only for the team from here. By the way, those of you who are on sound, if I get loud, please reduce the volume, because I get fired up, and it gets loud. I don't want anyone to get out when it's too loud. Please, when it gets too loud, don't get out. Just do like this. I'll follow. Yeah. So we got to connect with you guys through Pastor Guy. Pastor Guy in Portland, Oregon, River West is a church that really introduced us to you. And it has been a joy partnering with you. On behalf of our founder, Pastor Charles Mugisha, on behalf of the pastors in Rwanda, Pastor Kayumba in Bujesera, and on behalf of all the teachers, on behalf of the students and the families, I bring greetings from the land of a thousand hills, Rwanda. Receive our greetings. I just want to bring an update that the Lord has been good. And he has continued to be good. I have worked with Africa New Life for the past 24 years. All right? Next year, African New Life will be celebrating 25 years. But I've been with this organization for all these years. My eyes have seen the goodness of God, the transformation of lives, and I'm really very grateful. So, African New Life serves with two hands, proclamation and acts of compassion. One hand proclaims the good news, and the other hand meets the tangible needs. And you guys have been with us in this. I'm really very grateful that we get to see all the transformation through our partnership. All right? We started with only 29 children in the village of Kayonza. Now, over 19,000 children have benefited. And currently, 12,000 children are sponsored with African New Life Ministries. And we have a Bible college, and the Bible college is graduating students. This year, we graduated 100 pastors. Yes, 100 pastors. We have a hospital, and do you know how many babies have been delivered to date? 1,400 babies. Yeah, the Lord is good, and people are busy, and the work is going on in the hospital. Yeah. You see, if I crack a joke, even if you don't want to laugh, please laugh. It will help us. All right? So, great things are happening. Faith is at work in that country of Rwanda. The church is alive. The church is growing. October 1st, we added a fourth service. Now we have four services on Sunday, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 2 p.m. The church is growing, and the gospel is seen in works, in tangible ways. And you guys are part of what God is doing because you came alongside us. So, because of your obedience, lives in Bujesera, once a forgotten place, once a place of slaughter where many people were killed, there are many genocide memorial sites in Bujesera. But you guys came alongside us. Now Bujesera is a place of hope, a place of transformation. You know, not only stepped in Bujesera, but he also came alongside us in a place called Gashora. And on behalf of all those people, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Well, we'll keep getting to know all this, but I want to bring a message. And I pray that God will bless you and God will touch you. Amen? Well, in Rwanda, when I say amen, you say amen. When I say hallelujah, you say amen. Hallelujah? Amen. Awesome, awesome. I understand you've been studying the book of James. Now, I love that book, and I don't want to go far from what you've been studying. I just want to continue in that text. I am fully aware that you have great pastors who teach the word. I believe they've told you that this epistle was written by James. And there are many Jameses in the Bible. There is James, the son of Zebedee. There is another James. But this James is a different kind of James. James, the stepbrother of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's a real deal. Okay? He had not accepted God, but Jesus Christ. But after the resurrection on the journey, James got to accept Jesus. And James really writes a practical letter. Very practical. Apostle Paul wrote many letters. Yeah, you remember those? Corinthians, Romans, Timothy 1, Timothy 2, Titus, so many. And his letters could be addressing something happening. But the epistle of John, it has actual different lessons. More than 12 lessons you can find from this epistle. This epistle talks about trials and tribulations. Yeah? It talks about temptations. This epistle talks about favoritism, prejudice, right? It talks about that. Today I won't be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about my best part of the sermon, and that is faith that shows up. Faith that is not dead, faith that works. Well, we read that what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? That faith itself is, if it's not accompanied by action, it is dead. What does this remind us? This reminds us faith is not a theory, but faith is a testimony. Faith is a testimony of God's work. Faith is a testimony of what God does. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Matthew 5. Verse 16, let them see your faith at work. Let them see your faith and they'll glorify your Father in heaven. When we began in Bujesera, schools were few. Hope was fragile, yet God used your faith here at Imprint. God used your faith to rewrite history for Bujesera. Thank you for being part of that which God does. God used you. God used you to comfort those who are lonely. Just like in Psalm 68 verse 6, it says, God sets the lonely in families. God provides. God provides. And whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. Well, in Gashora, a new generation is rising. Students who know both knowledge and the Savior. Students who go to school and go to church because of faith at work. Now, faith that shows up is faith that sees. Faith that sees, and when it sees, it acts. If one of you say, go in peace and keep warm and well fed, but does nothing, what good is it? The Bible says, what good is it? Faith begins with a vision and the eyes to see the need. That's what James is talking about. Jesus himself said that when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them. Faith that sees is amazing. And faith that is dead is not faith at all. Faith that does not work is not faith. You're talking about faith? Let your faith be done, be seen in deeds. You see, when you read the gospel according to Mark chapter 2, the Bible tells us about a time when Jesus went to Capernaum and he was in the house and the house was full. There wasn't even room outside. It was too full. Have you heard that story? And the Bible says there were four men that carried their friend to Jesus. And when they reached there, the house was too full and they could not even enter. Not even outside, the house was too full. But I love the fact that they climbed the house. They found a ladder somehow. And then they climbed the house and they unroofed the house and lowered the man just in front of Jesus. The Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith. Wow, faith is visible. It doesn't say when Jesus read about their faith. It doesn't say when Jesus heard their faith. When Jesus saw their faith. Faith is visible. Faith is tangible. Faith is unstoppable. Faith is unignorable. Faith, please, will you be men and women of faith that is tangible? They carried their friend to Jesus. You and I, God is calling us to carry our friends to Jesus in prayer. To carry our friends to Jesus in loving them. To carry the lonely, the sick, the tired, and take care of those in our neighborhood. Yeah, that's what faith is. These guys saw their friends and they never looked away. In plea church. You looked across the oceans and saw the children in Rwanda and you never looked away. You flew miles and you came to our country and you showed us what the Good Samaritan did. You bandaged our wounds and you comforted us. And I'm here to say thank you. Thank you for showing us your faith, not just talking about your faith. Faith sees and faith moves. Faith shows up. Faith obeys. Faith is an action word. And so as you continue in the book of James, be reminded that faith without works is dead. It can't take us anywhere. Faith that shows up, takes steps of responsibility. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, the Bible says, by faith Abraham obeyed and went. And even though he did not know where he was going, by faith he went. Abraham obeyed God. Even when he came to sacrificing his son, he got his son, and by faith he kept going. The baby asked, Daddy, we see the firewood, we see the knife, we see all these things, but where is the lamb? And Abraham responded, God himself will provide. Abraham was a man of faith. Abraham was a man of faith in action. So today, as we talk about faith, I want you to remember that story of the four friends who carried their body to Jesus, their friend to Jesus. They carried him to Jesus, and Jesus saw their faith. Did he just hear their faith? Did he just read about their faith? He saw their faith. Their faith was visible. Their faith was practical. Their faith was costly. Visible, practical, and costly. They were willing to take their friends, dirty hands and break a roof and carry a burden and bring someone to Jesus. This is, by the way, what is serving God with two hands is all about. You carry your friend to Jesus. But you not only carry them, but you also unroof. You use your hands to unroof the house. Can you imagine the house never belonged to them? They never had a license to unroof someone's house. They never asked for permission to unroof someone's house. But because faith was burning in them, they really wanted to see this paralyzed man walking again. There are many people who are paralyzed in our society. Their faith is paralyzed. Their emotions are paralyzed. They don't have a life. They don't have a future until when we carry them to Jesus in prayer. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Faith shows up. It doesn't wait for perfect condition. It doesn't say maybe later, but faith acts. And because of their faith, a man walked again. Because of their faith, the crowd glorified God, and the gospel was revealed in word and deed. Hallelujah. Friends, that is what your partnership looks like. That is how your partnership has looked like in 10 years. You have carried people. You have carried children. You have carried communities to Jesus through your faith in action. You did not just pray for Rwanda, but you showed up in Rwanda. There are many who have prayed for Rwanda and they've not showed up in action, but they've showed up by sponsoring children. You lifted the burdens and crossed oceans and gave and taught and built and loved. And Jesus has looked at your faith. And because of your faith, lives will never be the same again. Today I have the opportunity to join you as we celebrate 10 years of child sponsorship, 10 years of rebuilding Rwanda, 10 years of giving hope. Like those four friends, you have practiced the roof-breaking faith. The kind that refuses to stop until people meet Jesus. Bujesera Church is now full. They have started a second service. Gashora Church is full. Over 2,000 members are in those two churches. Because someone said, yes, Lord. Yes, I'll do something. And I want to say, thank you. Thank you very much. Because that faith that acts is faith that multiplies. Faith was made complete by what he did. Faith matures through partnership. And let us not grow weary in doing good. Let us not grow weary. I thank God for the partnership in the gospel that is being, I'm confident that he will begin this work in us, that he will brought us together, will accomplish this very work. Faith that multiplies in us, in our community, the faith that crosses boundaries, the faith that is non-stopped by language and culture, it is the very faith that glorifies God. You know, in Rwanda, we speak Kinyarwanda. And some of you go to Kem and you went to Bujesera and you remember they were speaking a language you didn't know. They were dancing and shouting and jumping. By the way, I was wondering, why don't you dance in church? You guys have a reason not to dance? Because he paid the price for us to celebrate the redemptive power of Jesus in our lives. So, next Sunday or the next song, just shake yourself. Just shake a little bit, yeah? Okay? And by the way, dancing is very easy. It is just disorganizing and organizing your bones. Well, I have a few minutes to go, but I want to say, keep showing up. Keep showing up in generosity. Keep showing up in compassion. Keep showing up in obedience, because that is faith in action. Amen. That is faith in action. I'm telling you, when I think of when I was growing up as a refugee boy, life was hard. I didn't go to school until I was 10 years. I did not put on shoes until I was 16. Having a meal was very different. But let me tell you a story of a young girl who came to my house, and I felt like my faith can only be complete if I show up for her. A young girl called Fiona came to my house. Fiona had lost her father. Fiona's mom was born in a family of so many. So Fiona came to look for a job to babysit my daughter as I go to work and my wife goes to work. Fiona wanted to go to school, but didn't have money to go to school. Fiona wanted food and never had food. Fiona wanted a place to stay and never had a place to stay. And one day I asked Fiona, that Fiona, if you ever met God on the way to church, what would you ask God? And she said, I'll ask God to give me a sponsor to go to school. And she said, I'll ask God to give me a family where I'll belong and have my own bed and have a life. Fiona said, if I could ask God to give me some money and go braid my hair. That very day, I gave her money to go braid her hair. Because I wanted my faith to be in action. Then I told her, I'm going to America. But when I go to America, I'll find a sponsor. You will go to school. So I went to a place called Bend in Oregon somewhere. And I found a couple. And I told them, yeah, somewhere in Bend. It snows a lot. It rains a lot there. And I found a couple. And I told them the story of Fiona. And they sponsored Fiona. Fiona finished high school. Hallelujah. And as if that was not enough, she went to college. She was sponsored by the Esther Scholar Program, and she graduated from university. The very week she graduated, she got married to a handsome boy at church. Now they have two beautiful babies, and they're expecting a third one. Fiona herself is a sponsor. She sponsors a child. Faith in action is seeing Fiona, but also seeing her and do something. Do something. Today, you have an opportunity to find a Fiona and transform her life. There are many children on the table there. They could be on the website of African ULEP. You can complete your faith by sponsoring a child today. Today you can give them a future. You may say, I'm already sponsored. Just one more cup of coffee. Just one more. You could transform a life. Well, I have only 1 minute and 49 seconds. I want to give you three reminders as we look forward. I always want to finish by giving people some action words. Action number one, keep seeing with compassion. Everywhere you see people, please do not see them in the lenses of their money and where they were born and whether they are black or chocolate, green or pink. Don't see them in those lenses. See them with compassion. I was hungry. You gave me something to eat. Seeing the face of Jesus in every child is serving Jesus, is what we do. Number two, when you see them, act with courage. You remember the caring of someone who was sick? You are acting with courage. Number three, keep partnering with conviction. Do not leave your conviction behind. These things that we do is what Jesus would have done. I go around telling people what God is doing because it is what exactly Christ would do to bring many to himself. Hallelujah. And I have good news. I've been here for 3 weeks. The first week, do you know how many God sponsored? I went to California in a church called Lakewood in Sacramento. One day, over 300 students were sponsored. My mind was blown away. That is a full school. Yeah. And then last Sunday, I was in D.C., a place called Nova in Virginia. Small church, but over 54 children were sponsored. It takes a step of faith to sponsor. Well, let me conclude. I have negative 4 minutes right now. Faith that shows up is faith. James closes by saying, as the body without a spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. If you have a body and you don't, And if you have a body and don't have a spirit, that is different. But you, Imprint Church, I have seen your faith alive. You have seen your faith feeding families, helping us in planting churches and lifting nations. You are a living proof of the gospel that works when faith shows up. You are the faith. Yes, in Bujesera, it is showing up in classrooms. In Gashora, it is showing up in new believers. Here in Seattle, may your faith show up in your obedience and generosity to your church. Let your faith show up. Faith still shows up because Jesus still works. And Remember this. Faith that shows up breaks roofs if it must. Faith that shows up breaks roofs if it must because it believes Jesus is in the house. It believes Jesus is there, so I better break the roof. So brothers and sisters, I pray that your faith will be visible. Your faith will be tangible, unstoppable, unhinderable, and your faith will break all the roofs of unbelief. Bow your heads and let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for the 10 years of faith that showed up in Bujesera, in Rwanda, in Gashora. Lord, thank you. Thank you for every sponsor. Thank you for every student. Thank you for everyone who serves you with their lives, with their stories, Lord. God, keep helping us, living the gospel with both hands, proclaiming you and helping those in need. Father, Let our faith be seen in our cities, in our families, in our nation, and in our world. In your mighty name, we prayed. And other people say,
amen.
Thank you very much, and may the good God bless you.